KXFM, 9:06 the time on the Mornings with Ed show. And a few months back, we met this fantastic band, and I'm so glad they're back. They've had just the busiest 2019 with like 22 releases. They're involved in three different movie projects. They've got an album coming out later this year. And you, my friends, are about to hear a song for the very first time anywhere in the world. Their brand new two-track release called It's Not About the Water. This particular song is called Cloudier. I want you to do me a favor and to our Julie Lawton studios here in beautiful Laguna Beach, T-O-L-D. This is Told.
These days, I pretend that I'm living in the clouds. I let my imagination do its thinking out loud. And you keep saying,
off of their latest EP. It's a two-track release called It's Not About the Water, Cloudier. I've got Daniel and Crystal in studio. I'm going to have them in here for a conversation, but I want you to hear something else called Drink the Water. Once again, T-O-L-D is Told.
Thank you.
I like that. I really do. I'm not even kidding. First of all, welcome both of you. I've got Daniel and Crystal here in studio. T-O-L-D, told the band. Thank you for coming back today.
What's up?
We had a scheduling snafu yesterday. You showed up a day early. That was our fault, by the way. I needed to explain to the audience that was totally on us. We can't thank you enough for making the drive all the way back. And again, two powerfully great songs. I love the writing behind all of your music.
Wow.
Tell me about Cloudier, the first song that we heard just now.
It's really funny because actually Dan showed me, he just had the Cloudier bit.
Right.
And I heard it and I instantly was thinking like head in the clouds, imagination. I just started working on music for the first time. I'm really chasing my dreams, but people are telling me, you're crazy. Like the music industry is so saturated. You've never done it before.
Right.
And I was always just like, you know what? Whatever. You've never tried. So I'm going to try. Right. And so the first verse is about really going for your dreams. And the second verse is about like getting off your high horse and kind of realizing everyone's the same.
Right.
And I had written the first verse and then Dan goes, oh, you know, I was singing Claudia, because in England, Claudia is pronounced Claudia.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Which is actually even funnier, because then I was like, oh, you know what this reminds me then of the song from Sound of Music, What Are We Going to Do About Maria? What is it? How does it go?
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's just like our translation of that.
So it was originally Claudia.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me how the name Claudia came into this.
I don't know, dude. I set up a drum kit in my apartment, and I was just like annoying my neighbors and playing loads of beats. And I recorded some of them, played some guitar, and then I just sang Claudia.
I can't imagine you annoying anyone, man. I can't imagine this guy annoying neighbors. Now the new two track release is called It's Not About the Water.
Yes.
And one of the songs that we just heard on it is Drink the Water, and I noticed that you're drinking water. Tell me about the importance of water to you.
Well, I mean, we all know water is really good for you, right?
Yeah, right.
It's the essence of life on this planet.
Yeah.
And there's all these songs about drinking alcohol in the club.
Right.
And they get loads of songs about them, and water gets hardly any, so I wanted to do my bit and make a song about water.
I absolutely love that.
Just for people to, like, you know, listen to a song, drink some water, have a nice day.
Right. I can often go out and I'll drink just water. I don't have a, you know, I can drink alcohol too, but I like drinking water sometimes.
What is the trippiest drink?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Sure. Everyone's like, how are you still awake? And you're like, water. Believe it or not, it keeps you up better than alcohol.
It really does, man. And I find that, and like most of us, I don't drink enough throughout the course of my day. I don't. It fills me up. I think water just fills me up a little bit, and I don't drink enough. I notice you're drinking a big old bottle of water there.
Yeah. This is our third one.
Wow. Third one this morning.
Wow. Well, congratulations. The two. I know it's a healthy thing, so congratulations there.
It's also release week, so, you know, we're indulging.
We're indulging in as much water we can release.
Yeah.
So February 2nd, this happened on Sunday that you released the EP. You're also working on three different movie projects.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all just kind of fell in our lap, and we're like,
"What do we do
What's
now?
What's going on?"
Yeah, so we're just like going with it.
All right, give us. Let me hear about one of the projects. Let me hear specifically about one of the projects you're working on.
One of them is it's a reality TV show.
Okay.
That is quite surreal and obviously not reality.
It's kind of like if The Office was about hippies in Venice, but okay. It's also kind of a reggae musical.
Okay. All right. So far, you got me. You got me hooked.
And it's about the beginnings of a television network, which is actually happening in real life.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
And what's your involvement in it?
We're writing and directing and producing.
All right. And that's a lot of hats to wear.
Yeah. It was inspired. We produced a record for an artist last year.
Right.
And we were talking about potential music video ideas. And these conversations became this movie idea.
Right. So true, because you're quite gifted in videos. And if nobody has seen your videos, they should go online and check them out right now. You're quite gifted in making videos. It naturally would bleed into movies, I'm guessing, eventually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
And the difference in the structure of the two for you, is there a huge difference or essentially the same formula?
It's the same formula, just lots of them.
Okay.
And they're all stitched together.
Okay. Now, last year, you prolific writing, 22 songs you released last year. Is the number right? Is the number
That's
correct?
Right, yeah.
And are we expecting some editing and an album to come out of that?
Well, we actually are expecting to release over 100 songs this year.
Wow.
Because we have, what, 6 different projects now?
Right.
Yeah.
So among all the different projects, there's a total of like 100 songs.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, we wrote probably 300 tracks last year.
Yeah, we're like writing machines. So
there's quite a lot of editing going into that. And
right. Yeah, it's like the editing. Now we have this pile of songs to edit down and like figure out what we're going to do with them. But they all kind of like, they do fit into different places. So the albums kind of just work themselves out.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned last time, you both work, and we're hearing this now, you're working incredibly hard. Do you take the time to enjoy each other outside of work? Yeah. Outside of
all
writing?
All the time. We actually have the best life ever.
Okay. Yeah.
we love what we do. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And it seems like you guys enjoy each other. It really does.
Yeah.
And, okay, so the obvious question for me is, yesterday when you left here, you're in beautiful Laguna Beach. You came here for basically no reason at all. What did you do when you left the studio yesterday? Did you get a chance to enjoy our beautiful ocean at all?
Yeah, we walked into the Orange Inn for a coffee and got the warmest welcome we've ever received. Walking yeah. in anywhere.
Shout out Orange Inn.
Right, yeah. There you go.
They were so happy to meet us.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever been that happy to see me before.
Yeah.
It was like
it was awesome. We were like, oh, this trip was worth it.
It made my day.
Yeah, you'll find this town is friendly like that, and especially over at the Orange Inn, I love them. They have the killer breakfast sandwiches. I mean, anything you order on the menu is fantastic. I'm glad they did good care of you.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So what's coming up here? What's in the horizon the next couple of months for you guys?
We've got a bunch of releases lined up. We're trying to do like one every month, okay. Sometimes two a month. And we're working on music videos. We've got this TV show we're doing. And then the like Rasta Venice Hippies, that's going to be coming out the soonest of any of the other projects because the others are so in the very beginning of talks and pretty secret.
Right.
Some NDAs going on there. But yeah, just like lots of creative projects happening.
Now, the selection of music for an album, mm-hmm. Do you pretty much already have in mind which songs are going to be on an album, or is that like?
Yeah, I mean, they just float to the top, you know.
Okay. It's, yeah.
Well, like every song when you first write them, they seem like the best thing in the world.
Right.
But when you let them settle for a while, you look back, and the ones that float to the top are just the ones.
It's the only way
to describe it.
I love that description. I love that description. The cream rises. The cream rises
yeah,
to the top.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I can't thank you enough, both of you, for coming in. Where do our listeners find your music?
I'm on Instagram as The World Is Told.
Okay.
The best place is just head to Spotify. Got a bunch of stuff out there. If you type in Told, you'll find Told, and then Use is mine and Crystal's band as well.
Okay.
On the latest release, Use is a featured artist, so you just click through.
Okay.
USE.
All right, and where is the best place to spot a video of yours? Obviously YouTube?
YouTube.
All right.
T.O.L.D.
All right. Right, and again, I want to tell our listeners how very creative your music is, first of all, and your videos behind them, so... Thank you, Ed.
Thank you so much, Ed.
I love discovering new things. And back in November or October or whenever it was we had you originally, I kind of pegged you guys. I went, okay, this is going to be special here in the coming months. And it really has turned out to be. Are we traveling anywhere soon before I let you go?
Are we traveling anywhere? I kind of want to go to Colorado and do some snowboarding.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. There's a chance to enjoy each other without having to write.
Yeah.
The writing just happens, though. It's like no matter where we are, something gets written.
Yeah. We wake up with songs in our heads and sing them to each other.
Well, we're on the ski lift now. Hey, you know what? I got a great idea. Okay. Daniel and Crystal, the band is Told. If you haven't checked them out yet, the new 2-track release called It's Not About the Water. I strongly suggest it. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
And we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Heck yeah.